saved her from the gallows, on which her wretched accomplice closed his guilty career. Susanna Moody, Life in the Clearings, 1853. Come, see, real flowers of this painful world. Basho. Chapter 1. Out of the gravel there are peonies growing. They come up through the loose gray pebbles, their buds testing the air like snail's eyes, then swelling and opening. Huge dark red flowers all shining and glossy like satin. Then they burst and fall to the ground. In the one instant before they come apart, they are like the peonies in the front garden at Mr. Kinnear's that first day. Only those were white. Nancy was cutting them. She wore a pale dress with pink rosebuds and a triple flounced skirt and a straw bonnet that hid her face. She carried a flat basket to put the flowers in. She bent from the hips like a lady, holding her waist straight. When she heard us and turned to look, she put her hand up to her throat as if startled. I tuck my head down while I walk, keeping step with the rest, eyes lowered, silently two by two around the yard, inside the square made by the high stone walls. My hands are clasped in front of me, they are chapped, the knuckles reddened. I can't remember a time when they were not like that. The toes of my shoes go in and out under the hem of my skirt, blue and white, crunching on the pathway. These shoes fit me better than any I've ever had before. It's 1851. I'll be 24 years old next birthday. I have been shut up in here since the age of 16. I am a model prisoner and give no trouble. That's what the governor's wife says. I have overheard her saying it. I'm skilled at overhearing. If I am good enough and quiet enough, perhaps after all they will let me go. But it's not easy being quiet and good. It's like hanging on to the edge of a bridge when you've already fallen over. You don't seem to be moving, just dangling there. And yet it is taking all of your strength. I watch the peonies out of the corners of my eyes. I know they shouldn't be here. It's April, and peonies don't bloom in April. There are three more now, right in front of me, growing out of the path itself. Furtively, I reach out my hand to touch one. It has a dry feel, and I realize it's made of cloth. Then, up ahead, I see Nancy on her knees, with her hair fallen over and the blood running down into her eyes. Around her neck is a white cotton kerchief printed with blue flowers, love in a mist. It's mine. She's lifting up her face. She's holding out her hands to me for mercy. In her ears are the little gold earrings I used to envy, but I no longer begrudge them. Nancy can keep them. Because this time, it will all be different. This time, I will run to help. I will lift her up and wipe away the blood with my skirt. I will tear a bandage from my petticoat, and none of it will have happened. Mr. Kinnear will come home in the afternoon. He will ride up the driveway and McDermott will take the horse. And Mr. Kinnear will go into the parlor, and I will make him some coffee. And Nancy will take it into him on a tray, the way she likes to do. And he will say, "What good coffee." And at night, the fireflies will come out in the orchard. And there will be music, by lamplight. Jamie Walsh, the boy with a flute. I am almost up to Nancy, to where she's kneeling. But I do not break step, I do not run. I keep on walking two by two. And then Nancy smiles. Only the mouth. Her eyes are hidden by the blood and hair. And then she scatters into patches of color. A drift of red cloth petals across the stones. I put my hands over my eyes because it's dark suddenly, and a man is standing there with a candle, blocking the stairs that go up. And the cellar walls are all around me, and I know I will never get out. This is what I told Dr. Jordan when we came to that part of the story. Part 2, Rocky Road. On Tuesday, about 10 minutes past 12 o'clock, at the new jail in this city, James McDermott, the murderer of Mr. Kinnear, underwent the extreme sentence of the law. There was an immense concourse of men, women, and children anxiously waiting to witness the last struggle of a sinful fellow being. What kinds of feelings those women can possess?